You!
Kenton could not help but take a step away under the Duchess's angry scrutiny.
Now, Chrysala, let's not be hasty.
We need to talk, Kenton.
Ow!
You're a sand mage!
In the aftermath of the blow, Kenton, regretting the location of that new ladder right beside the entrance to his suite, pressed one hand to his face. He was more embarrassed than actually hurt. It was not doing his reputation as the new Lord Masteral any good to be involved in such a display, and he felt that the other Sandmasters and the DM were all watching.
That's talking?
You're a sand mage!
There's that word again. What is a sand mage, anyway?
A mage is the same thing as a wizard or a sorcerer. Someone with mystical power.
I'm nothing of the sort. I am a sandmaster. Wizards and magicians are for the superstitious. Charlatans who prey upon the foolish.
Duchess, if I may?
No, Bayon. This scoundrel is about to explain to me why he's been hiding his abilities. Aren't you? Scoundrel! I'm not certain what tricks you use, but...
You're flustered. Maybe a drink would cool you down?
As he spoke, Kenton dipped his hand into the white sand contained in the server outside his rooms, charging it with power. This was a Sandmaster's ability. A moment later, his guideau, a water bottle made of animal skin, was raised in the grasp of a glowing ribbon of sand which Kenton controlled, weaving through the air. Chris watched as the guideau floated toward her, and her brows furrowed in vexation.
It's just hovering there. Where is the string?
What string?
The string you're using to hold it up?
Chris passed her hand through the edge of the glowing sand particles holding the guideau aloft, knocking a few aside.
Hey, please don't touch the sand like that. It's very distracting.
Oh, sorry.
Kenton reached for the bottle where it floated in the air on the glowing grains of sand, drawing it on a sand ribbon toward him.
No, wait! I'm not sorry! You!
I?
You! No!
Kenton's sand turned black, losing its charge as he plucked the guideau from the air. Sand could only be charged for so long before its power was spent.
Duchess, let's talk in my rooms!
Swigging from his guideau, Kenton led the way, walking the few paces to his private quarters.
Stay right beside me, Duchess. I'll go first.
Inside, Kenton's suite was decorated with tapestries and expensive objets d'art in his father's style rather than his own. After all, these had been Kenton's rooms for all of one day.
Welcome to my...
He looked around as if surprised at the decor of the rooms.
Not so humble abode.
Bayon gave a subtle all-clear signal, and Chris found herself a seat on an overstuffed cushion, stuffed with sand, naturally. Her expression was one of shock, as if the reality of what she was experiencing was only now setting in.
Oh, I don't believe it. It really exists. My poor Gavin was right. Dayside magic is real.
I keep telling you, it isn't magic. It's sand mastery.
You still lied to us. You told us you weren't anyone important, but apparently you're one of the high-ranking Taisha.
The Taisha was the ruling council of Lawsand, made up of 8 guilds, including the Sandmasters. Chris and her guide, a 12-year-old girl named Ntiz, had spent much of the previous day petitioning the other 7 guild rulers for an audience, only to be denied at every turn.
Back when you found me, I wasn't anyone important, Chris.
Really? As if I can't believe anything you tell me.
I've only had the job of Lord Masteral for a day now, honestly.
For one day? Why you?
It's complicated. I'm the only one left who could take the job. For a little while, at least.
Well, then, you'll have to help me.
Why?
I saved your life. Oh, when you save someone's life in a primitive culture, they are honor-bound to save your life in return. I've read about it 12 times.
I hadn't heard that. Besides, I can't see how it can apply. I saved your life too, remember? I drew water from the Dorim vine, and then I...
You were keeping count? Fine. Prince Gavaldon must have come to the DM requesting your help. I only want to know why you, or your predecessor, refused him.
Prince... You mean your betrothed? Chris, I honestly hadn't heard of him until you mentioned his name while we were traveling. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, Duchess, you're new to these parts. We're in the midst of a crisis. The DM's future is at stake. You have to understand that.
Yes, I understand perfectly. I understand that your future's more important than mine.
Chris rose, and Kenton would have sworn that a sneer crossed her youthful face for just a moment.
Come, Bayonne. We're leaving.
Loyal as he was, Bayonne could not help but offer Kenton an apologetic look before hurrying after his mistress.
Chris, come on. If I don't secure a future for the DM, then, well, there won't be any Sandmasters left to help anybody. Chris, please.
Chris ignored the Sandmaster, hurrying toward the nearest ladder just as Kenton's best friend Eric stepped from it.
Those ladders are going to have to go, Kenton, old pal. I've spent more than enough time climbing rigging for this lifetime.
Eric had been friends with Kenton since childhood. He was the son of Lord Regent of the Tower Guild, but had rejected that life 3 years ago to instead make his way as a merchant on Darkside. Though he had no powers of sand mastery, Eric had taken up residence in the DM over the past day when he had returned to Dayside on the misassumption that Kenton had been killed. Eric's jocular manner was such that he had brushed Kenton's rumored death off with good humor, assuring his friend that he would not be mourning him ever again. Right now, Eric's emergence from the ladder came at the exact same moment that Chris reached it, and he found himself midway between the Duchess and Kenton, blocking the latter's way.
Oh, I'm interrupting. Sorry.
Kenton watched regretfully as Chris clambered onto the ladder.
She didn't believe in these sand mages, Eric, but still she came to search for them. Why would she do that?
She's a Darksider?
Yes, but that doesn't explain...
Shella!
Kenton and Eric looked up at the exclamation and saw that Chris was kneeling before the gap where the ladder had been, with Bayonne standing protectively behind her. The ladder had pulled away from the wall in some manner, leaving just the gap where it had been.
The ladder's broken!
We better help her.